Amos, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav. We now go on to the second of the eight oracles against the nations. Aram is going to get what's coming to them. Now the Plishtim are going to get what's coming to them. Ironically, we're back in Gaza with people known as Palestinians. So these psukim might have a special flavor to us now today. We remember the Plishtim mentioned in Bereishis, first descended from the son of Ham. Ham had a son, Mitzrayim, who had the Plishtim come from the Ludim, Anamim, Lehavim, Naftuchim, Pashusim, Kasluchim, back in the end of Parshas Noach, and the Plishtim come from them. Kaftar is usually suggested to be Crete, out in the Greek areas somewhere. So even the Plishtim aren't native to Eretz Canaan. The Plishtim then show up in Shoftim as an enemy of the Jewish people. They show up in Shmuel, they show up in Yehoshua even, and they appear a lot as problematic for the Jewish people. They also show up early in the time of Abraham Avinu, where we talk about the Plishti. So some people say that they're migrants who came from as sea people, coming from the Greek area, coming to Eretz Yisrael eventually. Plishtim in Bereishis, some say maybe a generic term for somebody who's not Kenani. So they're not exactly natives. They're people who come there. And then we have trouble with them all the way through. The Shaul HaMelech, David HaMelech. I believe Shaul is murdered by the Plishtim, as are Shaul's sons and their heads put up on the fence outside the walls. So by Amos's time, the Plishtim are just kind of a small group, and they were sort of handed over to Edom. But the Plishtim here are going to be scavengers, so, and their war crime is going to be kidnapping. Ko amar Hashem, al shlosha pishei Aza. Three sins of Aza could be overlooked. Three transgressions. But when it comes to the fourth one, bal arba'o lo ashivenu, I'm not going to recant. I'm not going to not pay them back for the fourth. And what is that fourth avera? We don't hear what the other three were. But the fourth one is al haglo sam golus shalema, because they carried away and exiled as captives a whole captivity, lahaskir le'edom, to deliver into the hands of Edom. So they're going to be guilty of handing the Jewish people over to the people who really loathe us. When we were fleeing to try to get away from either Ashur, the 10 tribes, or Bavel, Yehuda, and Binyamin, the Plishtim handed over the fleeing Israelites to Bnei Edom, who wanted nothing more than to destroy us and murder us and massacre us. Zayin v'shilach t'yesh b'chom azaza, and I will send fire into the wall of Gaza. And those of us who watch as skyscrapers are being shot down by the Israeli army now, who knows, maybe we're seeing a little inkling of this in our time. V'achla armino seha, and it will consume its palaces. So while the world cries out at the inhumanity, Klal Yisrael could look back at Sefer Amos from a very early Navi from the 8th century BCE and say, here it comes. Ches v'hichrati yoshev me Ashdod, I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod. For the Arameans, we were cutting them off from their territory. Now we're cutting them off from southern Eretz Yisrael. V'somech shevet me Ashkelon, and the one who holds the scepter, the ruling group and class from Ashkelon. And we know that's where the Hamas often targets their rockets coming down from the south. Vajivosi yadi al Ekron, and I will return my hand upon Ekron. These are the lords of the Plishtim. We've seen these names before. Yehoshua and Shoftim, we've seen some of these names. So after Ashdod and Ashkelon are destroyed, says Radak, I'm going to put my hand forth against Ekron to destroy it, and the remnants of the Plishtim are going to be lost. V'avdu she'eris Plishtim. That's going to be the end of them. They'll perish. Amar Hashem Elokim. That's what Hashem says. So after the Plishtim in Gaza, now comes Phoenicia. Ko Amar Hashem, al shlosha pishet Tsar. Three times did Tsar, Tyre, Phoenicia, commit terrible crimes and sins, Valarba, lo ashivenu, but I'm not going to let the fourth one pass by. Now, Tsar was an ally of Shlomo HaMelech, who provided us with tremendous resources, wood, carpenters, coppersmiths, who did a tremendous job helping to build the Beis HaMikdash. At the same time, Tsar even give us Izebel, and she marries into the monarchy of Malchus Yisrael. Not that that's a positive thing, but there seem to be positive relationships between the two of them. But however, when the chips are down, Tsar is going to treat us just like the rest of the Middle East wants to treat us. Now what is that? Al-Haski Rum, because they deliver Galus Shalema le-Edom, a complete Galus, a whole captivity to Edom, below Zachru Brisachim. And here, as part of that fourth one, is a lack of gratitude and a lack of remembrance for the fact that there was an agreement of brothers, a covenant between brothers. The Shlomo HaMelech and Chiram Melech Tsar considered themselves family. David HaMelech as well. So there's the additional aspect of stabbing your own brother in the back. Yud v'shilachti yesh b'chomas tsar. And once again, the prelude to utter destruction is that fire is going to burn down the walls of Tsar. I will send fire there, v'achla armano seha, and it will consume its palaces. It's interesting here that when we talk about Tsar, we're not talking about their individual kings or cities. We just say the walls of Tyre and leave it at that. So this is kind of a short version. And we don't get the usual third pasuk about how the people of Tsar are going to be exiled. We move to Edom next instead, which is very interesting, that they have a short version and their alliances with the haters of the Jews don't seem to result in the utter destruction that the other nations we've seen so far are going to experience. So there are subtle differences between the various nations, but Edom is next, and they're going to get it pretty bad.